So I'm joined on the line by Simon Eastwood, who created a Facebook group which is called Bandwidges, which I'm a member of. It's hilarious. I absolutely love it, Simon. So first of all, whereabouts in the world are you?
I'm currently an hour north of Brisbane on the Sunshine Coast in Australia.
All right. And you're from the UK?
I am indeed. Yep. Greenwich, southeast London.
And are you living over there permanently?
I am now. Yes. I ended up marrying an Aussie, so she's dragged me back over here. And yeah, it was a bit difficult to say no. But I travel back regularly and see friends.
So tell us about the Facebook group or page called Bandwidges and how you came up with the idea.
Basically, well, it's Bandwidges is a simple play on the word sandwiches, but in general terms, it has come to mean the quality of the food provided for musicians at corporate hospitality events and weddings, etc. No one can really claim they made up the name Bandwidges, but I created a Facebook group back in 2014 just to highlight the plight of musicians trying to get a decent meal before performing on stage. And at the time, I was travelling up and down the country from week to week as a function band leader. And I became more and more exasperated, I suppose, by the quality of the food on offer to contractors, which was usually vastly different to what was contractually agreed. So the Bandwidges group is a place for musicians to post their bad culinary experiences, but also their great ones too. Yes. So the description is a light-hearted look at culinary offerings to musicians across the world. And in essence, the group is there so that we can find mostly comedic value in the tragedy of those offerings.
Some of the pictures that go up on the site are hilarious. I mean, I sit there laughing. I do sometimes comment, but I'm sitting there laughing. But there is a serious side to this. If you're a bride and groom out there at the moment, or you run, you're doing like corporate hospitality and you're booking for catering, if there's a band, and sometimes you might have a band with like, could be like 10 people in a band, and you might be paying per head, it's what they get served from the catering company, isn't it? Which doesn't always agree. I know there was somebody on the site the other day saying they had a budget of £15 per head and they ended up with the beige plate, if you'd like to describe that.
Well, basically, I mean, it does get pretty hilarious what people are offered, but yes, you are right, there's a serious side. The problems arise basically when one of the interested parties don't hold up their end of the deal and fulfil their contractual duties. So thankfully, pubs and clubs and grassroots jazz venues and places like Palliative Care facilities, where we did a lot of charity work, are historically very kind to their musicians, however big the group. And we've got a large community of people on the Bandwidges Facebook page who regularly advertise these good meals and give the venues a great shout-out. But the worst offenders, who we don't name and shame, by the way, are usually in the corporate hospitality field where you're seen as a sort of a nuisance for expecting something that's contractually stipulated for you. Brides and grooms, yes, it can get expensive. And you think, well, why should musicians get fed? But it's been standard practice for many, many years for contractors to add riders like hot meal and soft drinks to their contracts, which are signed by the clients. And that's usually because clients want high-quality entertainment, and that means musicians travelling long distances to perform in venues which can be right out in the country with no restaurants or other facilities nearby. So we rely on a venue to provide us with a standard hot meal in a working day that could start at 10 a.m. and easily finish at 3 a.m. the next morning. You know, and I think, you know, there are people who say, oh, well, why don't you take your own packed lunch? You know, there are people that do that because of the dreadful experience they've had. But when you work in hospitality, it's a sign of sort of decent human respect to offer a meal to a group of people who are going to be entertaining hundreds of guests on your behalf. And yes, you're paying for the musicians and you're paying for the entertainment. No, there's no special divine right to expect a gourmet meal or anything, of course not, but this is just basic respect for people who can make or break your event. And if you look around the world, and especially in mainland Europe, musicians are fed extremely well and treated really well. In Britain, it's much more of a problem. But you mentioned catering companies. There are some really fantastic catering companies out there, but the worst instances our members have posted have been where the company charges the client a certain price per head to feed the musicians, and then we either get nothing or three-day-old burnt leftover lasagna with a party-sized sausage roll on top that glows in the dark and has a half-life of 200 years. Yeah. You know, we want people to be hospitable and not sort of hospitalise us with out-of-date party-packed turkey twizzlers.
Yeah, there is a beige. You always get the beige plate bands normally. Yeah. And if there's eight of you, sometimes you might get like a big bag of crisps and you go, where's the food for the rest of the band? But it's that beige plate. There's no salad. There's nothing, no greenery on it. It's normally just a sausage roll and those horrible egg little round things that are covered in bread. You know, just stuff you wouldn't feed to anyone.
it's amazing that to think of a wedding being a big sort of feast, and then you see what the staff are getting. You know, it's quite tragic, really. And look, I mean, I suppose the worst dishes, well, the worst times are when people are not fed at all. Mm. I mean, that can happen if the band leader's not communicated that with the client and to start with. But more often, it's the catering company forgetting.
Yeah.
To all the you know, there's so much on anyway in the wedding, people just forget about us. Yes, the last of the beige buffet at midnight is quite tragic. Gigzania, as we call it, which is the traditional burnt lasagna.
Yeah.
Or worse still, the sandwich at Heston services at 3 a.m. That's proper rock and roll. But you know, some of the dishes you wouldn't leave out for your wildlife for fear that you'd, you know, cause mass extinction. But you know, I'm going on about it a bit, but like you say, there is a serious side. Mm. and some people are going to view this as musicians moaning, and you know, why should I feed musicians? I don't feed the plumber when he comes to fix the taps or whatever. But this is precisely what people don't understand when they sort of make comments like that. And it's not a question of whether the band should be fed or not. It's because the client or venue has signed a contract to provide us with a set number of things that we deem necessary in order to provide our services, i.e. decent grub. Mm. You know, and if the plumber handed you a contract and had put a meal provision in it and you didn't provide it for them, then they'd have a right to kick up a fuss, I suppose. And they'd probably have a Facebook page called, I don't know, Plumwidges or something.
That sounds very suspect to me, but never mind. I was going to say, rushing to set the page up immediately. Going to say, there are some amazing, I mean, when you see they name the venue and they say, this is the food and it is beautiful. And I'm writing it down going, where is that? Is that local? Can I do a gig there? They get some of the food people get served, not just at weddings, some of the pubs and stuff, just beautiful.
Yeah, well, look, you know, the best dishes are normally the ones that are a surprise. You turn up expecting one thing, but actually what you're served is a meal that is equivalent of what the guests are having. And look, when I was a band leader, I never stipulated as such that the band should be receiving a three-course gourmet meal the same as the guests. I don't really believe that should be the case, unless it's just easier for everyone and they have the money to pay for that. That's great, and we'll never, ever turn that down. However, what we are hoping for is something that's, you know, fit for human consumption and nutritious, have a base level of nutritional value. And, you know, entertaining is full on physical work, and a good meal really helps us to give that little bit more on stage. But some of the meals that have been fed have been just unbelievably amazing. Almost too much. So here I am moaning again. Too much that you go on stage too full and you can't perform properly. But you know, it's very hit and miss. And as I say, as a band leader, I tried to make sure that the client understood that this was in the contract and this is what we would be expecting. And you know, if it was a 4 or 5 hour drive for us, and you know, either both ways, then that would be a marvellous if they could. And like you say, other people decide to give us a certain price per head so we can find food for ourselves, or we can use that to spend on food to take with us, you know.
Yeah, it's always good to feed the band because they're the last thing that people remember. If you've got a wedding or a corporate do, you can have the most amazing meal at the table, but people remember the last hour or two of any event, including weddings, and it's normally the entertainment. So always make sure you get a good band and look after the band as well.
I hasten to add, it does depend how much they've had to drink, how much they remember. But
not the band, look, we're talking about the audience.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, there are four steps to success for a great party, and that's good food, good friends, music, and, you know, enough booze to make Oliver Reed think all his Christmases have come at once and Les Dawson's mother-in-law tolerable. But so look after the band, and we'll gladly tuck in and shut the hell up, as we say, on our group. Although we don't think we say hell.
No.
What you give us, we give back to you tenfold. Not really a problem elsewhere. And we don't really think it's anything to do with people following the contractual stipulations. We just think that musicians are almost seen as guests at the wedding, more so than they are here in Britain. That's not to say that it's always like that. There's some really great places here in this country. Yeah, we've noticed right across the world. I mean, there's nearly 5,000 people in the group now, and it's just growing and growing and growing. And people are genuinely interested to see what's available out there. But it does come down really to being organised as a band leader and making sure the client fully understands what they need to provide for us, you know?
I did actually do a fantastic gig at somebody's house a couple of weeks ago. And unfortunately, my gallbladder was in a right state. And I took a video. I didn't post it. I took the video because I thought I'm going to put it on Banbridges and just say, look at this. Look at that. I couldn't have any of it. In fact, the only thing I could manage to have was a tiny bit of couscous. But they had all the foods that I love. Nothing was beige. It was all colourful. Mm. Yeah, but I was pretty disappointed.
Can I just ask, how do you know your gallbladder's in trouble? Is that, I haven't really experienced that.
It's a pain. It's the pain that tells you that if you have any alcohol or anything with fat in it or anything that tastes nice, it's going to start going into a spasm and you end up with... apparently, I've never had contractions, but apparently they can feel like contractions.
Interesting. Nice.
Yeah. Very, very painful. There we go. So, yeah, I might put the video up. It's on my phone somewhere, but I was like, this is going to be amazing. Yeah. Make everyone jealous. But it's been great to talk to you. If you want to find out about Banbridges, go and have a look on Facebook. Just type it in and you'll find it, and it will make you laugh and sometimes just go, what the hell is that on the plate? The beige plate of doom. But it's been great to speak to you, Simon. Thanks for staying with us. I know it's
thank you, Michelle. Just ask everyone to support grassroots jazz venues, music education, and the Musicians Union, and live local music performances. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Appreciate it. Have a good one. Take care.
Cheers, Michelle.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Cheers,
bye-bye. Oh, that is Simon Eastwood there. And check out Facebook group. It's called Banbridges. It's absolutely brilliant. We always say on here, make sure you support live music. Go out and see bands and buy music. I say it every time I have a guest on. If you can buy the song, 79 pence, 99 pence, it means they can go back into the studio and make some more music. There we go.